Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. We know that Shindaddy is off until, I believe you said, tomorrow.
He's back tomorrow. He's back in the state. Him and Tam are back in the state. Should have arrived last night.
Well, they've been away.
They've been away, yes. They've been out in Oregon. They've been in Oregon and having a little vacation time.
Like another
with
country.
With all the kids. Yes. So, but he'll be back tomorrow. So, big day for Shindaddy tomorrow to have things going at Midwest Bank.
I'm sure he's well-rested, prepared.
Yes, very well,
he's
sir.
He's ready to go. Vacation.
Although, I will say this. We all know this. It is phenomenal how when you get back from vacation, how you're so shot.
You're so tired.
You can't even move. Hey, you're rested? No, I'm not. I'm really not. The only way you rest on vacation is a staycation.
Just don't do anything.
Don't do anything. And then you come back rested.
If not, you're just exhausted.
Your guess is what?
You like staycations.
That would be my dream. Yes. That would be my dream.
Where are you going, Bill? Absolutely nowhere.
Nowhere. Right here.
My couch.
It'd be awesome. Love to do nothing. No experiences.
It's not like you do nothing a lot, though.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we have idle chit chat.
Yeah.
We do.
Yes. Do the voice again, Steve. Do it one more
big
time.
Big mic.
Oh, I think we have a little mouse.
how'd you respond to when he said that?
Like, 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew and two steaks.
Busted. Yeah. He's grilling two steaks. No, I don't need anything. I'm good. Who said anything about you?
Big Mike.
Big Mike. Try the bread. You want the bread pudding.
Occasionally, he'd get an envelope from his grandma in Nevada, and he'd look at it and say, "Ooh, Mother Vegas, here I come." He'd off to Vegas, he'd go.
No, really?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it was a great life.
Thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685, call or text as always. There's some SEC spring meetings going on in Destin.
Is that what's going
right
on?
Now? Yes. Because I'm reading Brett McMurphy's timeline. There's all sorts of ADs and coaches speaking. Down there.
Okay, I didn't know that.
There's a variety of things to hit on, but I saw from Steve Sarkisian, of course, the Texas head coach, back-to-back semifinal appearances in the college football playoff.
Yes.
Was asked about the future of the sport and potentially undefeated champions. You know, the last we'd had one Michigan was undefeated. They were 15-0 back in 2023, just 2 years ago.
15-0.
So, I mean, in previous years, again, Michigan 2023, Georgia 2022, and even Bama in 2020 were undefeated. Steve Sarkisian says, quote, "I don't think we'll see an undefeated champion again. It's so difficult to stay healthy for so long. This idea that someone is going to go 16-0 in college football, if so, put a statue up." End quote from Steve Sarkisian. Do you think do you agree with him that we are past the time of an undefeated champion ever happening again?
Well, odds are it's very hard. But those teams you mentioned in the year before Alabama was LSU.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 2019, correct. Yep.
All of those teams probably would have won 16. Probably would have. It would have been hard to say they wouldn't have won it. So there's a chance of it. He had mentioned, right, because of roster size.
There was a
comment in there.
There's a different, yeah.
Because
different
of roster size is one of them. I just believe the high level, when you get to the playoffs, the high level of competition in playoff games will make it more difficult. And so everything about it will be more difficult. Especially if eventually, like Trev Albert said, if they go to 9 games, he wants 9 games of conference in the SEC, but only if you get the 4 AQs. That's the only way that he wants the 9 games. If not, he doesn't want that. But if the SEC now goes to 9 instead of 8, that's more wear and tear on leagues. That'll make it harder. And so, yeah, to say it's going to be difficult, it will be.
Yeah, he's right.
Won't shock me that one team hits it. Hits
the big one?
That is able to go 16.
17-0?
There's a chance of it. But, yeah, I mean, think about it. It's really hard.
God.
The difference is between the NFL and colleges is that when those teams make these runs, the potential runs they'd have, everything's the same in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Same salary cap, right. Same everything.
Absolutely.
That's not the truth because all schedules aren't the same. There's a chance you have, if you have a regular season, you might have, look back and say, listen, we've got 3 to 4 games. Right now, if you're some teams, you look at and you say, okay, we have 3 or 4 games that are really going to be pretty dicey.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones aren't. And so that gives you a chance for it to actually happen, where the NFL is so much harder just because of everything on the same playing field.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
God dang. But Texas would have had to win 17. If they were going to win the championship, they would have had to win 17. Rudy's flashing the horns up, by the way. Rudy, what are we doing?
He had a Texas shirt on yesterday. He's obviously a big Texas fan in Nebraska.
They would have had to win 17. Nebraska, for context, won 13. In 1997, 13-0. 13. Now it's 17. For some teams, if you have a conference title game, Ohio State lost 2, still won. Huh. I like what Sark said, though. I mean,
yeah, he's not like out of bounds by any stretch.
Not out of bounds. And the thing I appreciate about Sark a lot is that, so their quarterback went down for a period, yours, right? A couple games.
Mm-hmm.
Also lost 2 left tackles. He
running back was beat up too.
Running back was beat up. And what am I getting at? No excuses.
Hmm.
No excuses. I love that. I hate the other part. Well, I mean, we lost so and so. We lost so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're gonna lose people in football. Yeah. It happens.
It happens. Yeah.
It's a game of attrition. I don't want to hear it. Sorry. So yeah, Sark. I really admire him. I also like what he said about Arch.
What'd he say?
Arch Manning. Sarkisian I don't know. The guy's very appealing to me, the way he manages his team. He said, I think about the exposure that Arch Manning gets. Just the day-to-day, the day-to-day kind of freak show that it could be. But he says he wants Arch to have a good experience. That he wants, he said a guy like Arch in this instance, I want to make sure he enjoys this experience. The pressure is going to be ungodly. He's already a Heisman favorite, which I don't quite understand. Right, he's only played two games, but he says we have to put up guardrails for him, and so he can enjoy this experience. If the head coach doesn't manage it, it could be hell for a quarterback like him.
So there was a very interesting take from Aaron Murray. Did you guys read that?
No, that? Former Georgia quarterback.
Aaron Murray, former Georgia. Yeah.
And I hope I'm not off. I'm 99% of this. It was Aaron Murray that said it. Was that? His take on it is like, wait and see. He's a big-time wait and see on Arch Manning. He's like, okay. I don't see it. He goes, I don't see it. He said, if he's so good, how could he not beat out a seventh-round draft pick? And his statement is somewhat.
Hey, what's wrong with that? It's a good point.
It's a good point.
Great point.
Because everybody else is on the, and he's like, hang on now. If he's so good, because Quinn Ewers did not play great.
No.
It was not great. And he ended up being, like I said, he went through everything there was, and did everything the right way, and still was a seventh-round draft pick.
It does make you wonder.
So it makes you wonder a little bit. Why was that? Was that because – what was the reason for it? So I just thought it was an interesting take.
No, it's a really interesting take.
That was Aaron Murray, correct.
And Bill. I think it was in when I first heard it, I go, that's a really intelligent take. It really is. You sit there and go, hang on now. Because most places you kind of look at – and there are certain times that people just go, hey, we got to move on here because of things that happened. Now – at the same time, is it always the best thing for you to move on? Because it wasn't at K-State. I mean, they sent Will Howard out the door, and they sent him to a national championship. Right. And K-State was okay. I mean, Avery Johnson, who
he's
a good player, but it didn't go. They were playing on it being better than what it went. Yeah.
I mean, what I saw of Arch Manning last year, it didn't freak me out. Like, I thought, okay, he's fine. But I didn't think Heisman. Oh, he's going to win the Heisman. I didn't see it. So Aaron Murray, that makes sense to me what he said.
Yeah, I thought it was a good take. Not really a good take, but I enjoy it because the other imagine the pushback right away that he got on that because like I said, he's a Heisman finalist. It is the talk
that's
of
kind
of
weird
that,
though, right?
And so, but to have that conversation when he said it, I go, didn't think of that way. Completely makes sense. How is that?
You know what the beauty is? We're going to find out.
You know what? Just let it play out.
Damn it. Well, we'll find out in the SEC.
We will.
We'll find out when he plays. Well, who they play? They play who they play right off the bat.
You have Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Off the bat, yeah.
We'll know quite a bit about Arch Manning. Yeah. We will.
I think a lot of it because of the Heisman Trophy is because of Sarkisian. They hey, Texas is talented. He's a play caller. He did this. So those all add up.
100.
They all add up.
Yeah. He's playing for Sark. Mm. He'll probably have some talent around.
Both teams have new quarterback, Arch Manning and Julian Sain, the quarterback likely at Ohio State.
Yep, likely.
For week one.
Wow.
Big noon kickoff.
Wake up for the best game of the season, maybe. Yeah. Week one. First game of the
I'm okay with
day.
It. I know it's not popular on the stool.
Set the alarm. We have a game in the morning.
Stop it. Well, you don't have to set the alarm. We're up at noon.
Good news is that Nebraska already has played, so there's no game for Nebraska.
Oh, God.
You get to watch football the whole day.
Yes.
Without having to be covering Nebraska.
You know what?
Lucky
I hadn't
you.
Thought of that.
You
that's
watch
a nice
the,
thought.
You get to watch the whole week one slate on Saturday.
I could be like you guys. Yeah. That's
watching
be weird.
Ball.
Oh, is this the shot about not having a job again?
Yeah.
Well, you can't wait. You can't wait.
You can't help
yourself. No, it's
wait.
Not. You guys
well, you hold on to that one just like I... Oh, I hope he lays one up for me. There it is, like that. That's yeah, he'd be like you guys, like Bill doesn't have a job.
But Jake's in the conversation too.
Remember your Saturdays? He used to be busy coaching. Now you're not.
Meant, oh, come on.
Yeah. That's not what I meant.
Interesting.
I meant that I could watch
it's
games
okay.
on Saturdays.
It's okay. No, we all get it. We all get it.
You're Jake, fired every day.
Jake was you're, in that conversation.
Yeah, you're better than me. I
no,
know.
It wasn't
I,
that.
I didn't say that.
I wasn't. I just get. I don't.
I'm going to start on four.
I don't.
I'm going to start on four.
As you, there's two military people. I don't have many Saturdays where I can watch football. That's all I was saying. I don't. I hardly ever. And I hadn't even thought about it. Thursday game.
That's a late game.
Hell, I can watch on Friday.
There's a really good chance. I really hope the game's over noon. Cause
see, what if I said I can watch on Friday? It wouldn't involve you at all in that conference. I can watch
it's
Friday.
It's too late.
you've already lost the conversation there.
Shuddy. But I need that Nebraska to be in control by halftime because I do not want to stay up until midnight on Thursday night.
Like 11:30.
Yeah, that's a late night. That game, first of all, it's not kickoff. It's like 3.5 hours.
Right.
And the game's going to kick off about 8:07.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
midnight.
I'll be
writing at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. It's going to be a rough night.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Should be a fun day, but yeah.
East Coast will not be watching.
A lot of caffeine. Yes. Yeah.
Are we doing the show the next day?
Yes.
You
absolutely.
Guys are doing the show the next day.
Well, I'll be in KC. You know, we're doing the show the next day.
Oh, well, he just gave me this look.
We discussed this already. If you know, caffeine.
Caffeine, okay.
Coffee up.
It'll just be me sitting here by myself.
Hey, guys.
In the studio.
Rudy. I'll still be on the show. It just won't be in.
It'll just be you in the
building. It'll just be me in here, yes.
We'll be okay. We'll survive. When we come back, Bills Thrills next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.